The focal point of global climate change talks moves from a UN summit in New York this week to Bangkok, Thailand next week. That's where representatives of most of the world's countries will get back to the nitty-gritty work of negotiating the text of a possible new climate treaty. One item that's probably not on the agenda, the importance of the humble earthworm. But in parts of the world, at least, the worm may be a valuable player in reducing the effects of climate change. So says soil ecologist Roy Nielsen. He's on the line from Dundee, Scotland. So climate change is this enormous global problem. What's so special about the little earthworm?
Well, Marco, the earthworm is very important in terms of maintaining soil structure. They've got a nickname of ecosystem engineer. They do many things in soil, making burrows. Those burrows help to aerate the soil and also allow water after rainfall to drain through the soil. And also all the important things like recycling plant material. So they're providing a natural compost.
So, I mean, you're focusing on earthworms in Scotland. Presumably your earthworms have a value beyond Scotland too. I mean, how do American worms compare to what you're studying in Scotland?
That's correct. They are obviously different. They're different species, for example, but they still perform exactly the same functions. There's no difference in what they actually do in the soil.
Maybe you can be a little more specific. What is the connection between climate change and earthworms?
Okay. For example, in our context, Scotland is predicted to get wetter and also a little cooler. And in some areas of Scotland, a little warmer. Now, from a previous study that we did in the early 1990s, we analysed our data and it showed that there was actually more earthworms on the western side of Scotland, which is actually where it's cooler and wetter, than the eastern side. So if it does actually get warmer, we may see a change in the distribution pattern of the earthworms.
So wait, you're actually counting the number of worms?
Oh, yes. We're actually visiting 100 farms from the north of Scotland to the south of Scotland and also to east and west. And at each farm, we're visiting two fields. And within each field, we're sampling five separate locations. This is actually a complete replication of what we did, as I say, nearly 20 years ago. So we have that original database, which is unique. And we'll be able to compare that with what we're doing just now. And you're quite right. What we do is we dig into the soil. We basically use our hands to break down the clods of earth. We collect any earthworm that we find, and that informs us of what's actually going on in the soil.
So if you're digging up these earthworms, as I sometimes do with my compost pile in the backyard, and it breaks in two, does that count as one or two earthworms suddenly? Because they do regenerate, right?
Well, that is true.
Not to be cheeky or anything.
No, not to be cheeky. For a very limited time, you will get two halves, but the reality is that it doesn't last for very long.
So how many earthworms are there in Scotland, and what is the trend that you've noticed over the past 20 years?
When we're looking at, say, a yard square each in one of our sampling areas, you're looking at anything from about 80 to 100 per square yard. Sometimes we actually get the occasional zero.
So what's the educated guess then?
At the moment, we're only a few weeks into the resampling, so it is genuinely too early to say of how the trend is progressing.
Bottom line, though, is it better for the earth to have more earthworms or fewer?
As many as possible.
Roy Nielsen, soil ecologist, worm counter, thank you so much.
Thank you.